Welcome to the 48 North Cannabis Corp Fiscal 2019 First Quarter Earnings Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session for analysts. Instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up for questions. If anyone has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star zero for operator assistance at any time. I'd like to remind everyone that this conference call is being recorded today, November 27th, 2018 at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. I'll now turn the call over to David Hackett, Chief Financial Officer. Please go ahead, Mr. Hackett.
Good morning. I would like to welcome all call participants to the 48 North Cannabis Corp's First Quarter 2019 conference call. 48 North's intentions, hopes, beliefs, expectations, or predictions of the future are forward-looking statements. It is important to note that 48 North's actual results could differ materially from those projected in such forward-looking statements. While these statements reflect the company's beliefs regarding its plans, estimates, and projections, they are subject to some uncertainties and risks that could cause actual results to differ materially. More detailed information about the company and factors that may affect its operations can be obtained from 48 North's filing on SEDAR at sedar.com. 48 North is under no obligation to update any forward-looking financial information discussed today, and investors are cautioned not to place undue reliance on these statements. 48 North, Delshin Therapeutics, and Latitude are trademarks of 48 North Cannabis Corp. All other companies and products mentioned herein may be trademarks or registered trademarks of their respective holders. Joining me on today's call is Allison Gordon, Chief Executive Officer of 48 North. First, Allison will highlight the company's quarterly achievements, and then I will provide a brief review of the first quarter financial results. After the presentations are complete, we will be happy to open up the call to analysts for questions. Over to you, Allison.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to 48 North's first quarter fiscal 2019 conference call. We have successfully built momentum throughout the quarter and achieved significant milestones over the past 3 months, with some notable accomplishments post-quarter as well. Late in October, we announced the acquisition of Good & Green, a strategic business play that will transform 48 North into one of the largest and lowest-cost cannabis producers in the country. Good & Green is a privately held organic cannabis company that operates from a 46,000-square-foot facility on 5 acres of land in Brantford, Ontario, as well as a 100-acre farm in southwest Ontario. With Health Canada approval, this farm will begin the production of sun-grown cannabis next spring, now that outdoor grow is legal as per the Cannabis Act. This significant production footprint will add to 48 North's existing licensed facility in Kirkland Lake, Ontario. It is projected that the 100-acre Good & Green farm will boost total production to an expected 45,000 kilograms of cannabis in 2019. Without question, upon the successful completion of the acquisition, 48 North will be positioned as one of the largest and lowest cost producer of dried cannabis, cannabis oil, and a leader in next generation cannabis infused products. 48 North's acquisition of Good & Green is transformational for a number of reasons. First, production capacity. Good & Green will add expanded production to 48 North for combined capacity of an expected 45,000 kilograms of high-quality dried cannabis per year. This is a significant increase in both indoor and outdoor cannabis production. Second, bench strength. 48 North is combining with Good & Green's senior management team, all of whom have been involved in cannabis in different capacities since the beginning of the industry. Good & Green's strong management team has best-in-class cultivation, facility development and construction, government relations, marketing and brand experience, as well as M&A and corporate development capabilities. To this end, Jeanette Vandermeerle, co-founder and current president of Good & Green, will be joining me as co-CEO of 48 North, and Daniel Goldberg, co-founder and current CEO of Good & Green, will be joining the 48 North team as a senior advisor. Third, 48 North and Good & Green share similar values in how cannabis brands and products should be developed. The acquisition of Good & Green provides 48 North with the opportunity to leverage a combined portfolio of authentic, socially responsible, high-quality cannabis brands. The diversity and range of brands will increase access to multiple demographic segments through complementary, values-driven brands, including 48 North, Good and Green, Latitude, and Mother and Clone. And fourth, both companies share a genuine commitment to environmental, social, and corporate governance practices. Concurrent with the acquisition, we announced a $10 million non-brokered private placement, of which $7 million has been secured from a leading U.S.-based private investment fund. While the acquisition is non-dependent on the successful completion of the financing, it does provide capital and liquidity to support continued expansion of both companies. We expect the financing to be completed in two tranches, the first of which is expected to close in the next few days on or about November 30, 2018. During our last call, we mentioned we had received a supplemental license from Health Canada for the extraction and production of cannabis oil, adding to the strength of 48 North's vertical integration. If we look to mature recreational cannabis markets like California and Colorado, or even Canada's medical market, we expect the demand for extracted products will overtake demand for dried flower. Based on that demand, we continue to look forward with a view to the cannabis market as a consumer packaged goods market. Moving forward, the value will be what we can turn cannabis into, namely edibles and vape pens, topicals, cosmetics, and skincare. That leads nicely into our agreement with Colorado-based Mother and Clone, a company that produces rapid-acting cannabis sublingual nanosprays. Amongst the other highlights of the agreement, 48 North will be the exclusive licensed producer of all Mother and Clone products in Canada. This partnership was also founded between two companies with shared values focused on being able to offer unique lifestyle and wellness products to the cannabis market. At the heart of what we do is being able to offer high-quality cannabis products, and we were excited to announce the completion of phase one of testing towards the selection and cultivation of our top cultivars. After importing all of our seeds from the Netherlands, we set out to select and cultivate only the most promising strains. We have added to our genetic library and have been able to select those strains currently underrepresented in the Canadian adult use recreational market. We have begun phase two of testing and look forward to the results. I will now hand the call over to David to provide an overview of our financial results.
Thank you, Allison. From our first sale of cannabis during the quarter, we are pleased to announce first revenue. $1.3 million was generated in Q1 from the wholesale of dried cannabis to other licensed producers. We continue to believe that for the near term, sales to other licensed producers provides an important stream of revenue at good margins and opens up retail distribution options for 48 North branded cannabis accessories and products. Production costs for the quarter were $407,000, reflective of an increase in production volume at our Kirkland Lake facility. We recorded a net comprehensive loss of $1 million for Q1 2019, an improvement over the same period last year, which recorded a net loss of $1.4 million. This quarter's net loss equates to a basic and fully diluted loss per share of 1.3 cents. Included in the loss were some non-cash items, depreciation of $312,000 and $1.3 million stock-based payments totaling $1.6 million. Our continued positive momentum throughout the quarter resulted in an adjusted EBITDA of $606,000. This is EBITDA with adjustments made for stock-based compensation. We view adjusted EBITDA as a more accurate reflection of performance. We are seeing significant improvements to adjusted EBITDA as we continue to execute on our strategy. We continue to monitor our cash capital resources to assess and manage the liquidity needed to fund our operations, and at the end of Q1 2019, we had $9.8 million in cash and $12.7 million in working capital. 48 North remains in a development stage, and while we do generate revenue from our sale of dried cannabis, we continue to believe we need additional financing to continue to grow our business. I will now turn the call back to Allison for her closing remarks.
Thanks, David. 48 North remains focused on positioning the company to compete and capitalize on opportunities that drive growth. Upon closing of the Good and Green acquisition, we will have quickly scaled production capacity with major additions to our infrastructure while adding significant bench strength to our management team. This move puts us in control of our supply chain, making us a truly vertically integrated company with best-in-class products for diverse audiences, preparing us for the next generation of cannabis. Further, the acquisition provides 48 North with organic, sun-grown cannabis and provides the company a significant first-mover advantage in the production of low-cost, extract-based cannabis products. The value of our production and sales license has helped facilitate wholesale opportunities with other LPs in support of consistent near-term revenue. We will continue to pursue these opportunities, particularly in light of increased production capacity post-acquisition. We will also use our proprietary cannabis as the foundation for branded and licensed extracted products. We are diligently working toward the close of the $10 million private placement, with certain proceeds earmarked for large-scale extraction capabilities towards the rapid development of innovative next-generation cannabis products within our portfolio of brands, including 48 North, Good & Green, Latitude, and Mother & Clone. The addition of Good & Green's organic production will be a key differentiator as the recreational market continues to evolve. It will also become a premium component in our extracted products. To conclude, I would like to leave you with this. 48 North is well on its way to be the cannabis brand that people can trust. We have been here from the beginning. We know who we are. We live and breathe our corporate values. We know there is room in the industry for a company focused on profitability, good governance, and diversity. We are creating second-generation cannabis products of a quality that we would share with our own families. The sector is evolving in hyperspeed. Those who are saddled with high fixed costs are at a disadvantage. By contrast, we are a nimble and low-cost company positioned for the future of the cannabis industry. That concludes our prepared remarks for today.
At this time, I'd like to remind everyone that in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad, and we'll pause to compile a Q&A roster. And we have a question from Randy Mainwood with PI Financial. Your line is open.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Randy.
Allison. Hi, Allison.
Yeah.
Kevin, congratulations on the merger coming up. The 45,000 kilograms of production is pretty significant. There's a few companies that are trading at pretty decent levels that are in the range of just under 100,000 kilograms or a little bit more. As an example, M. Jardine, which just went public November the 15th, they're trading now at $8, and their capitalization is about $500 million. Your capitalization right now is about $65 million, but with that kind of production, if you do the numbers, you know, you could potentially be up in the $500 million range. So my question is, what is your team planning going forward to create the kind of confidence with investors that you're going to be able to accomplish these goals? So how do you get that message out to investors so that you can reflect the capitalization that would be more comparable to some of the larger producers?
Thanks, Randy, for, you know, set your question and recognizing the significance of the acquisition and the level of production capabilities that we'll have. Yeah, I mean, I think we have to continue what we're doing, which is really focusing on building our business. That's always been our strategy. So, you know, not super promotional, but really just focused on what we're doing. I think that a lot of people like yourself are taking notice as we're able to be making these announcements of the things that we've been working on for the past 6 to 8 months. And as we continue to be able to announce these achievements, I believe that people will stand up and take notice. So really it just keeps our heads down, keep doing what we're doing, keep moving forward on the outdoor cultivation, the indoor cultivation, keep hitting those milestones, and people like yourself will be taking notice.
Are you planning on getting out on the road, going to see different institutions, brokerage firms in Canada and the U.S.?
Yes, for sure. We've done that, but we will definitely be ramping that up as we move forward.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time. I'll turn the call back over to you.
Well, thank you, everyone. On behalf of 48 North's employees, management, and board of directors, thank you for taking the time to dial into our call this morning. If there are any questions we've not answered, please don't hesitate to be in touch. Our investors relations contact information is available on our website. Thank you again, and have a great morning.
This concludes today's conference call, and you may now disconnect.